In 2013, the state of Florida paid more than $1.5 billion for health insurance for state workers. As of last month, there were just over 137,000 state employees. With many carrying family coverage, that adds up to around 300,000 folks with coverage. State lawmakers are now considering a change to the group employee health plan. As Lottie Watts with Health News Florida reports, the change could either raise or lower the monthly premiums paid by employees.
For about the past decade, monthly health insurance premiums for state workers in Florida have stayed the same. They pay $50 a month for individual coverage or $180 a month for family coverage. That's a fraction of the cost most people who have health insurance through a private employer pay. But State Representative Jason Broder of Sanford is sponsoring a bill to change that.
Something that gives you more should cost a little more. But what that doesn't mean, again, is that the state is backing away from any of the benefits that we are giving them.
For state workers, the premium is the same, whether they choose a preferred provider organization, also known as a PPO, or a health maintenance organization plan, an HMO. Under his proposal, the premiums for HMOs would go up.
The contribution for the standard HMO will increase $10 for the individual to $60 and $20 for family coverage. The upward adjustment reflects the fact that these are offered as richer benefits. That is the actual value of what we are giving or providing as part of the plan.
At the same time he's proposing an increase in monthly premiums for the HMO, he's asking for a decrease in premiums for the PPO. For that plan, premiums would drop to $45 a month for an individual and $170 a month for a family. Among the thousands of state employees that could be affected by this proposal are teachers, firefighters, and university employees.
Surprisingly, this has not been discussed from my hearing among state employees.
That's Jay Wolfson. He's a professor at the University of South Florida's College of Public Health who's been watching health policy in Florida for the past 30 years.
This is kind of coming up again in a more developed form. I think it's got a good chance of getting through at least the House. Whether it will be subjected to additional tweaking or rejection in the Senate, we don't know.
He says the time has probably come to adjust the state employee health benefits to reflect increased costs in care. But he points out that in recent years, Florida lawmakers have rejected changes to the state employee group plan, and the state Senate has yet to consider the bill this year.
For the last decade, the state looked at this and talked about it. And as is the case with other employers in the private sector and the not-for-profit sector, reorienting the benefit structure to make it more efficient, to place some greater degree of financial responsibility on beneficiaries, is something which policymakers both on the left and the right have said probably makes some sense to be able to share more of that burden.
According to surveys by the Kaiser Family Foundation, average annual premiums for employer-sponsored health coverage continue to grow. Last year, on average, workers paid about $4,800 toward the cost of family health coverage. Right now, Florida's state workers pay less than half that, $2,100 a year for family coverage. Even with the change Representative Jason Broder is proposing, state employee insurance is still considered a bargain. The state of Florida would still pick up more of the tab for health coverage than most other employers do.
I think we want to keep what we have.
Marshall Ogletree is interim director for United Faculty of Florida, which lobbies on behalf of higher education faculty and professionals at 11 state universities.
The known is a lot better than the unknown, and that's kind of where we are at this point, trying to keep it manageable, cost-effective, and productive for the faculty member.
He says that's why they're watching any proposed changes to health insurance premiums for state employees very cautiously. For Health News Florida, I'm Lottie Watts.
Reporter John O'Connor contributed to the story. Legislative session is scheduled to end on May 1st, 2 weeks from tomorrow. You can follow along on this and keep up with other health-related issues before lawmakers on our website, healthnewsflorida.org.